You didn't catch up with Melbourne for 65 minutes. I presume you wanted to play this game pretty badly tonight, didn't you, given all of the history.
Yeah, definitely. It was something that you like to be able to play against the old team. And coach was able to give me the game tonight. And it was just fun to be out there. I think it was definitely a playoff type atmosphere, kind of, in the game, how the game unfolded. And definitely a good battle.
You were under the gun pretty hard. They crashed you. Look, you struggled a little bit at first with rebounds, then everything just seemed to work for you. Were you feeling a little more nervous or anything like that?
No, I mean, just going into the game, you know that's what they do. They put a lot of traffic to the net and try to throw bucks there and try and crash, and that's how they get their goals. So, going into it, I knew that that's what they were going to try and do, and had to be good controlling rebounds around the net.
You spent a great deal of time watching this team in front of you. What was it like to see it from the other side? Was it the same team, same concepts that you're used to? Or?
Yeah, definitely. They haven't changed too much. They're a hard-working group over there and get the pucks in deep and go after it. And, it was kind of a tale of two games. I think the first half they were in our end for a lot of the game, and then the second half we were down in their end for most of it. So, pretty even game.
I remember, you had 3 years with them, 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
4 years.
It kind of looked like they were targeting you up high, which was true. Because a couple shots went off your helmet.
I don't know if that was necessarily true or not. It was kind of what happened. So,
could you feel the tide turn? While you were there on the ice, you said that those two different games. Mm-hmm. Could you feel that? Could you see that on the ice?
Yeah, definitely. I think. Near the end of the second period, we had a couple power plays and some shifts in their end where we were able to control the play and get the pucks down low and cycle and start putting some pucks on the net. So, I definitely think that we could feel that and carry that over into the third in overtime.
There was a lot of pressure on you, to hold the team in. Did that push that second half of the game? Did that help relieve some pressure off you? Give you something to build off of? Your play?
Yeah, I think it was. Fun to watch the game. We got a little rest there near for the second half, but I was hoping that we could put in that next goal.
Is that difficult though? To you don't watch the game, but you guys had 17 straight shots before I think Greg Brzezinski got one right in front of you. Is it hard to stay in that game, a game like that?
Over the years, you've been in enough games like that where you kind of get used to those situations and are able to focus as best you can on the game and make sure that you're ready for the next shot because you never know when it's going to come.
Your thought about shootouts in general and tonight's specifically?
We don't like them right now. That's for sure. It's been a struggle for us lately in the shootouts, but it kind of comes and goes sometimes. It's a lot of it's about confidence and all it takes is one and I think we'll be good from there because we got some pretty skilled guys up front. So.
As a goalie, that's nice to be. That's the cosmic, the 30,000 foot. How about as a goalie,
I like them. It's kind of a one on one, and you like that challenge. I got no problem with the shootout.
Did you remember any tendencies that any of the guys that you faced tonight had, or?
A couple. You try. For me, I don't. You don't like to kind of think of just one thing that they're going to try and do because. They don't do that, then you could be in trouble.
Right,
so
right.
Try and keep an open mind when they're coming down.
How about the game? How you feel?
Feels good. Yeah, last Sunday got a good test, and then again today with a lot of traffic and play around the net, so it held up good and feeling really good.
You're feeling 100% now. Do you feel like you're back in the swing of things?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, sir.